Once again, it's December, I'm on all alone. My family, my friends, and girlfriend are gone. Left me sad and lonely, I'm not.
Hi, and welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I'm R-E-S-D-O-G. So a lot of people have been digging my exclusive I Love Ray Dog belt. All the people who got them have been thanking me and stuff, so that's a good thing. Today I'm going to talk about, I'm going to ask the question, are we dehumanized? It's a very good question. Before I talk about that, something came across my email and I was reading it and it really surprised me. I'm wondering how many people know of this. You know how people do all kinds of gangs, have their different hand signs and hand gestures or whatever. So a lot, this sign that I came across, a lot of celebrities are doing it, you know, actors, actress, politicians. I'm just wondering if they actually knew what that sign meant. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do know what it meant. I even, you know, took a picture with one of my best buds and he was doing that sign. And it stuck in my mind as, I wonder why he's doing that sign. Is he doing it? I don't think he knows what it means. It's probably because so many celebrities are doing it and he's just probably did it just because everyone does what they see popular people do. So y'all could check out the sign. I won't promote that sign because it's a satanic sign, so I'm not gonna flash it here, but you could read up and see it on my Ray Dog's Random Thoughts blog. Just click on the link below. And very crazy stuff. I never knew. I mean, so many people are doing, I'm not going to mention the names, you could check it out on the blog, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. I think that I am dehumanized. I mean, I've never been a people person to begin with, but with the technology out there, it just really dehumanized me. I remember the other night, folks, I'm sorry to say that I forgot my mom's birthday. I couldn't believe it. And she told me that she likes to talk to me on the phone because, you know, as you know, she's in the Virgin Islands and I'm over here in Connecticut. And she likes to talk on the phone and hear my voice sometimes. And I'm just so dehumanized. I would rather just send an email, send a quick text, or pictures and stuff like that. I guess the mothers, they want to hear your voice, which I could understand. But I'm just so dehumanized. I just rather text. How many of y'all are, it seems like I'm addicted to the texting, or my text junkie. I could text for hours and hours. You know, I used to, before text exist, I guess I used to talk on the phone, but the technology's just dehumanized me with the Androids and the iPhones and the iPads and all these pads. You know, it's just dehumanizing, dehumanizing everyone with the emailing and all this electronic stuff. Just, I mean, yeah, it has made life somewhat easier or simpler, but what happened to interacting? That's what, I don't think I've had interaction with a human, I mean, on a regular basis. Well, probably because I live alone, but I just prefer to the texting and the emailing and the video, you know, conferences. But it's not really, I don't know that it's dehumanizing, which it could be, because I would rather do that than to actually physically talk to someone. Well, it depends on who it is. Like, if it's someone that I'm really close to, obviously I'd rather talk to them on the phone or even see them in person or whatever. I'm just wondering about that. I'm just wondering how many of you guys would rather text and email and, you do things electronically rather than interact. Because interaction is really a bonding human thing. So I'm just so dehumanized. I don't know why. Why? Well, it's just tough. Very tough thing. So, yeah, all you guys who sent me the thank you letters for the t-shirts and all the things I've sent out, appreciate that. Appreciate it a lot. So anyway, I don't know that I'm very dehumanized or not, but I just thought that it was just on my mind. So, and someone spoiled my contest last week, you know, when I had the contest for this belt. They spoiled it. So for you, I have to give you this. So as many of you guys know, that the show I was talking about is Dexter. I don't know how many Dexter fans I have. That's a fan of Dexter or whatever, but I like that show. And I could understand where he's coming from, because I could relate to him. That's the word I'm looking for. I could relate to him, not because he's a serial killer. Relate to him as in how dehumanized he is, and I feel that way too. When I try to interact and you know, get to know people, it's just, I don't know, it just feels like I'm so dehumanized. I'm like Dexter, you know, not the in a serial killing way, but just the way how he tries to understand and show emotions and human emotions. But I think my problem is, once I do latch on to someone and I show emotions, it's just so overwhelming that the person can't take it, and hence I'm alone here. Here I am alone. I'm just bugging. Today I'm just congested. I feel horrible. I could hardly breathe. I don't know what it is. Just so congested. Feel just horrible. But anyway, don't forget to take a look at my blog and tell me what you think about that. Is it a hoax or is it actually real? I'm kind of ignorant to the fact that I never knew what that meant. So, and are you dehumanized like I am, or maybe I'm overthinking things? Sometimes I'm known to do that. I overthink things. So till next time, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. I don't say Happy Holidays because that's kind of somewhat just generalizing everything. I'm Christian, and therefore I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Who don't like it? Oh, well. Till next year.